hear a group of people,
listen, see how the fitan. If you notice, every time there is movement against the Khalifa, there is always trouble happened. Here with Ali, the supporter of Ali, said to Ali, why you do not allow us to kill them all and to take their monies and their women and their children as يعني, slave and a bounty. We should take them. Deal with them as if they are kuffar or something. Ali said, no. They are our brothers. They are our brothers. And he told them, who wanna have Aisha radiallahu anha, a'udhu billah. Then they felt shame and shy and they didn't talk. And this happened later on. And this was the starting of a group called Al-Khawarij, who after that became against Ali radiallahu anha. See, they are with him now. But see, start as an argument with him. Anyway, and after that happened, that Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and he's very strong, and he's a big fighter, or a lot of fighters in Sham. Muawiyah asked him to give bay'ah. He said, not unless we settle the matter of the killer of Uthman radiallahu anhu ardah. And again, they met each other, and they had a deal. Which is the big story, or very famous, it is the story of Tahkim. They take a judge between them, and they had a deal. When they had a deal, there's a group of people split out. Left Ali radiallahu anhu, and they settle in a place it's called Harawra. And when they settle in that place, a city called Harawra, very close to Kufa, it became the first movement in the Muslim history that a group of people split for them from the Muslims, and they came up with a new or principle belief or some foundations or some issues. They made it as a principle belief, and based on this principle belief, they separated themselves from the all Muslims ummah. And they were a group called Al-Khawarij, which inshallah we'll talk about it later. Anyway, after this fitna, there is a lot of things happen, new things, a lot of innovations, a lot of different ideologies and ideas appear in the Muslims' world. For instance, for the first time in the Muslim history, there's something called Al-Qassasin. Happened after this fight between Ali and Muawiyah. Al-Qassasun, they start in Iraq, in Al-Kufa. Qassasun, who are those people who give wa'ad. يعني only talk about fada'il, only talk about targhib wa tarhib, only give stories based on weak narrations, be it based on fabricated narrations, they have no knowledge. But they would try to make people's hearts soft. But through fabricated stories, fabricated ahadith, stories of the people of book. ظهر عندهم الوعاق والقصاصين وكانت مجالسهم تضاهي مجالس أهل العلم. Their gathering used to be, looks like a circle of knowledge. Or similar to the sheikhs, the hadith and teaching. They start these ideas. Why? They said, we saw the Muslims fighting and problems. Let's just bring them to forget about their problems by telling these stories and nice things. Were everybody happy? This was the idea, radiallahu an as-sahaba حينما ظهرت في أيامهم أنكروها إنكارا شديدا. When this happened, Ali radiallahu an used to stop them from any masjids. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anh, if he sees them, he will call the police, the shurta, to take them out and to take them out from the masjid. كَانَ يَأْمُرُ الشُّرَطْ بِإِخْرَاجِهِمْ مِنَ الْمَسَاجِدِ. And Umar ibn Abdul Aziz later on, when spread more, Umar Aziz, he used to put them in jail. If he sees somebody sitting to teach people stories and fabricated stories and all these kind of thing, which is not based on knowledge. In that time also, there is something happened. People never heard about it before. After this problems, one of the people who are troublemaker in that time is named Najd al-Haruri. He raised some questions never been asked in the Muslim history before. He raised the question with Ibn Abbas. He told him, how did you know that Allah exists? How did you know? What kind of proof you have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists? This is never heard before. فقال له ابن عباس هذا سؤال معانة مخاصم. قال ابن عباس من ينصب دينه للقياس لا يزال دهره في التباس مائلا عن المنهاج طاعنا في الاعوجاج أعرفه بما عرف به نفسه من غير رؤية وأصفه بما وصف به نفسه. How do you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? His existence. How do you know him? Ibn Abbas said, he knew that man know that Ibn Abbas know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Quran and Sunnah. But what he's trying to say why we do not use other way of proving that Allah's exist or his attributes or his qualities or his names or his titles other than Kitab wa Sunnah. Then Ibn Abbas was so smart, he told him, whoever will base his religion based on logic or analogy, he would never have a solid religion or a solid belief. He will be always confused. And he will not be in the straight path. I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though I haven't seen him. I know him by what he told us in his book and through his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These kind of questions would have been raised not for the knowledge, just for argument. It became something coming up, popping up in that time. Once Ali radiallahu anh, one of the Khawarij, asked him, Ibn al-Kawwa, he said, what is الذاريات ذروة الحاملات وقرة؟ فقال ويلك اسأل تفقها لا تسأل تعنتها. If you want to ask, ask to learn, not ask to argument. Then he said, okay, you know why there is a black lines in the moon? What this blackness in the moon? What come from? So he's just teaching him. فقال أعمى سأل عن عمياء. أعمى سأل عن عمياء. The moon was full. Full moon. يعني very white. And he said, what's black things in the moon? He said, you blind? يعني your heart is also blind. Anyway, after this fitna, the Khawarij start raising these issues, questions. Anyway, this is like in the end of the Sahaba's time. When the first generation end, it ends by Ali radiallahu anhu's khilafah. القرن الأول انتهى ببداية خلافة علي رضي الله عنه. يعني يقول القرن الثاني في الإسلام يبدأ من خلافة علي. When you see the second قرن, the second generation, second generation Islam start from علي رضي الله عنه when he became خليفة. The generation where is the majority of people used to live. The majority of Sahaba used to live in the period which is from the Prophet's own time until علي became خليفة. Majority of them died. So the second generation of Islam start يعني after Ali radiallahu anhu. In that generation, the second and third generations, there is also new things start. These small things, and I want you to know what these small things, because in future when you hear the big sects, the big groups, you will know the roots.